Imagine driving down Central Parkway in Cincinnati at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, a normal day, on the way to work.
And then you drive upon these islands that are covered head to toe in knitted and crocheted gorgeous shades of blues and oranges and pinks and purples, every inch draped with something more whimsical and beautiful and colorful than the next.
That's native Cincinnatian and fiber artist Pam Kravitz, better known as Pinky Shears. She's the person responsible for starting Yarn Bombing in Southwest Ohio and the manager of the Bombshells, a group of women who yarn bomb. The artists decorate everything from parking meters and lampposts to statues, trees, and other public fixtures. A couple of months ago, the women and their sidekicks brightened up Central Parkway.
One of my favorite ways to describe it is called grandma graffiti, sort of marrying that idea of your warm, wonderful grandma and the idea of street art or graffiti art and juxtaposing those two ideas. And I think the visual of that is perfect. It's this soft grandma, and like I think of my grandma, and she made the most amazing chicken noodle soup and her apple pies, and I think of that as my grandma. And then I think of street art or graffiti art as very harsh and aggressive. So this is a softer way of putting your point or your art on out in the public.
Some say the art form got its start in the Netherlands in 2004, but the Cincinnati Bombshells were inspired by the Texas Knitters, who covered doorknobs with custom-made cozies for the first time about 6 years ago.
We knit very tightly woven, almost like a sock in a way, like a beautiful knitted sock that has two openings, so you can slide it over a parking meter. We'll do flat panels of crocheted and knitted pieces. We then wrap around a tree, and then we knit it on there, we sew it together, we whip stitch it actually onto the piece itself.
Last weekend, Pinky Shears and 15 other bombshells decked out in big blonde wigs and winter white held a workshop brunch at Arnold's Bar and Grill in Cincinnati, teaching the craft to anyone willing to participate. Carter Ross was there and says working with the yarn keeps him focused. The 13-year-old enjoys the colorful, soft 3D graffiti. The first time he noticed the street art, it was decorating a statue of William Henry Harrison and his horse in downtown Cincinnati.
So they were just like really colorful kind of tubes, and they put them on and it was really pretty. And I was like, is this vandalism or I can't tell?
No worries, Carter. The bombshells say they have permission, and they also have a bombshell manifesto, which among other things says, if you don't like it, just unpick it. Jeffrey Pino and his wife, Allison, do like it. They think the art is a real stitch. Jeffrey is an art teacher at Turkey Foot Elementary in Erlanger.
It's inspiring. You know, Cincinnati for the longest time has been sort of notorious for shutting down certain things in terms of art, dating back to Mapplethorpe. But now we've got, it seems like the city's been a lot more supportive of this sort of thing, and they should be because it's got soft edges. There's nothing sharp about it, and everybody can participate.
Music teacher Allison loves to knit and crochet, but doesn't consider herself an artist.
Normally, when I knit and crochet, it's for a gift that I give to someone, and, you know, someone I know personally, so I see the hats and scarves I make here and there. But I kind of felt an attachment with all of the hours I spent on one of the things I made for Central Parkway. So when I put it up, it was a little bit of a loss to drive away from it and know that, you know, I'm not going to see it again. However, it was really exciting.
The bombshells and their sidekicks are getting ready for their next large installation on February 11th at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Fiber artist and bombshell manager Pinky Shear says the artists can use all the help they can get knitting and crocheting red, pink, orange, white, and multicolored hearts and cupids. Everything with the common thread of love. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.